you've got a lot of patients that, you know, need eyeglasses or want contact lenses. And I think it's probably safe to say the majority of America doesn't think that they're going to go blind. You know, it's not something that we wake up in the morning and says, well, I'm going to go blind. Obviously, there's some people that struggle with it. But does this nutrition, getting all the essential nutrients, can that help people even that aren't worried necessarily about blindness, but just maybe don't want their eyesight to get worse, so they have to, you know, keep getting stronger and stronger corrective lenses? Have you found that the nutrition helps with everyone, with all of your patients?
I would recommend that if people are going to drive a car, they put quality oil and gas in, and it helps their car go. If they're going to fly an airplane, you want to put the oil in, you want to put the gas in, and you want to pay particular attention, because with a car, your car breaks down, you pull over. You're in an airplane, you're in a lot of trouble if the engine quits. We're talking about our bodies here. We're talking about our bodies. And even though it runs on junk most of the time, because that's what we put in it, and it's amazing that it runs as well as it does, why would we want to not put in the best that we can? Why not give our bodies the best building materials they can? And it comes with nutrition. It comes with what you eat. But since what we eat is no longer complete, we have to supplement. And so I would think that anyone would want, at any age, to be able to put in the proper food and supplement that proper food so their body can build, maintain, repair itself, so it can truly be a temple, so it can stay young, it can stay healthy, it can stay beautiful. It doesn't have to get fat, old, and wrinkled as fast. Maybe not at all. Plus, to extend our life, where we're able to accomplish more good, be able to help more people. If we're all tied up with pain and just barely surviving, how many other people can you help when you're just trying to survive yourself? I'd like to be in a position where my body is doing so well that I'm able to reach out and help other people.
Dr. Pugh, you seem real passionate about what you do. Would you be doing this even if there wasn't money to be made with it?
You know, the concept I have is I'm a red-hot briquette. And I'd like to go in these other countries, and I'd like to touch other people and get them going and fan their flame, where they would be self-sufficient and educating themselves. And I wouldn't mind providing them books and tapes and things as a library. But as far as just giving them out, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in the people have access to the knowledge, and based on their knowledge, them doing something worldwide. I definitely would be doing this, even if there's not money to be made with it. Helping people is so important to me, helping them be able to see better, to be able to prevent blindness. But you can't just help the eyes. It's healthy eyes, healthy people. You're helping the whole person. We're talking about preventing birth defects. We're talking about helping people overcome so many bad diseases, such as arthritis, heart disease, cardiovascular problems. We're talking about the entire body is built with cells, and every cell is built with vitamins and minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids. And if you don't have the building blocks, the cells aren't healthy. If the cells aren't healthy, the body's not healthy. So we're talking about, yes, the eyes are important, but the eyes are just part of the body, and it all ties together. And I would do this if there was no money in it at all, because it's a good thing to do. But unfortunately, I have a house to pay for. I've got a car to drive. It costs money to fly here and to go there. It's a necessity of life. And so it's one of those things that I am glad that there's a way to build a business as you help people to help people.